Adam was created, God gave him the title deed, what we call the C of O, certificate of occupancy of this earth. He was even the one that was naming the animals. But this power, he lost it. He was so sure until he could tell Jesus. In the period of his temptation, took him to the pinnacle and showed him all the kingdom and said they all belong to him. He said, and he giveth it to whosoever he will. When Christ resurrected, he met his disciples in Matthew 28 and he said, all power in heaven and on earth is given to me. To collect back that power, he paid the price for redemption. Oh, glory be to God. He collected back. But now listen, the title deed of redemption is sealed with seven seals within and without. What is this seven seals? These seven seals are seven different activities, including battles that Jesus Christ will fight. Seven different battles. There are seven different stages, things that he will go through, seven of them, before he will be able to come without his bride and rule this earth. And what is the seven seals? The seven seals are those activities that will be held before he will finally come and physically take possession. That's why John cried. John knew what that document was all about. It was the title deed of the book. Now let's go now. Chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, the first seal, and I heard, as it were, the noise of what? Thunder. One of the four beasts saying, sorry, let me see whether you follow me. The four beasts, the first one is what? Shout it if you know it. Lion. The second one is what? Calf. The third one is what? Face of a human being. The fourth one is what? Flying eagle. The first seal was open. Remember, Isaiah told us, when the enemy comes like a flood, what will God do? God will raise up a standard against the storm of the enemy. When Jesus Christ said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell are these four horse riders. In Revelation chapter 6, they are the gates of hell. They are four horse riders in Revelation chapter 6. But God's standard to counter those four horse riders, the four horse riders, they are the spirit of the Antichrist. When the church started, how the Antichrist came up again to make sure this church didn't stand. But God had four beasts. Those four beasts, the lion, the calf, the face of a man, and the flying eagle, those beasts were God's standard. Why did he use lion? He's talking about the anointing he will use that had the characteristic of a lion. Why a calf? When he will be moving again, the first one he moved, the first beast, he will use it, that anointing, to counter it. The second one he moved again, the second beast was a beast that God used to counter that second move. The third time again, Antichrist moved. The third beast again was the anointing he used until the last one, the fourth one, the fourth beast was used. So that you'll understand, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts. Which one was that? The lion. He said what? Come and see. And what did he see? And I saw and beheld, it was a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. That was the story when the church started, the persecution that believers went through. But here, he had a bow, but there was no arrow. So he was only scaring them that time. He was only scaring them. But the anointing that they had was the anointing of boldness. The lion. So he couldn't scare them. The more he scared them, the more the gospel was going on. And when this horse rider that was white is the same Antichrist spirit, or it's not another horse, in the second church age, the second period of the church, verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say what? Come and see. What is the second beast? The calf. The calf is a burden bearer. Oh, glory be to God. And there went out another horse that was red. It has changed from white now to red. That is the period that he was killing the saints. That is the period that the saints were martyred. That was the same period. If you read it in the Fox's Book of Martyrs and other books and other accounts and other history, you will see how wicked he turned. He shed so much blood in the most cruel form. He said, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And I was given unto him a great sword, killing the believers. And when he discovered that the more he killed, the more people were giving their life, he decided to change tactics. Verse 5. The third seal now to be opened. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. What is the third beast? The face of a man. And this is where I want to stress for a bit. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. This horse changed from red to black, and sat on him. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances, scale for trading, in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of meat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And he added, and see, thou hot not the oil and the wine. Please, irrespective of what I taught this verse before, I beg you in the name of Jesus, I am sorry. Listen to me now. I have better understanding. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen. The darkest hour of Christianity, we all know it, is the Dark Ages. Where in church history, for almost 1,000 years, the Antichrist system, backed up by the Roman government, spearheaded by the spirit of religion of the Catholic system, having the backing of the state, the government of Rome, they decided, we are killing these people, they are sinful, it's because of this book they are reading. They withdrew Bible. It became an offense for anybody to be seen with Bible. So nobody was allowed to read Bible. What I am telling you, just Google the net and just Google the Dark Ages of Christianity. The stories are there. For almost 1,000 years, you can imagine what the devil would do where the word of God was withdrawn from the people. Only the Catholic priest was allowed to have Bible. So it is what he interprets to you, you will follow. And that was the period that the parable in Matthew 13, verse 33, can we read it? That Jesus Christ gave. This is the age that parable was fulfilled. It is the age of the third seal. Another parable spake unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole meal was leavened. What are those three measures of meal? It's the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Catholic system took it and mixed it with leaven, their false doctrine, and corrupted the whole process. That was the period now the commercialization of the gospel began. That was the period they were selling indulgences. That was the period to make more money. They made the people believe that your loved ones that died, there is a purgatory, they are suffering there, but you can bring money so that certain prayer can be made and he will not be moved to paradise. And that is the period all the false teachings were injected into Christianity, including the doctrine of Trinity, the Holy Trinity, three persons in one God, including the period they removed water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And they substituted with the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost to make up for the doctrine of the Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That was the period, hallelujah, that the priesthood, as we see today, known as the through the doctrine of the Nicolaitan, and that is a period where hierarchies were established in the church, where you now have the laity, and then you now have the leadership, and then in various stages, and that is where we have all this leadership in the church. Look for those titles, they are not in the Bible. That was the period where all the gifts of the Holy Ghost were killed. You can't prophesy, you can't see vision, you can't see anything. And they made the people to believe that the Pope was the representative of Christ on earth. And that he has the power to even change laws. And his word is law. And he was therefore being worshipped, as we see it's even still done today. That was the period of commerce using the gospel. It lasted for about 1,000 years. Now listen, I've said it before, then the darkest hour of Christianity, to understand that now, it takes you to Matthew 25, the parable of the virgins, where the bridegroom tarried. All the virgins did what? They slept. But at midnight, verse 6 of Matthew 25, verse 6, there was a cry made. What was the cry saying? Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. So that you'll understand, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, why Apostle Paul said concerning the coming of the Lord, for the Lord himself will descend. The first stage will be a shout. That shout, Apostle Paul said, is the midnight cry that Jesus Christ spoke in the parable of the foolish and wise virgins. Matthew 25, verse 6. Listen very well. I have taught you that the shout is the ministry of William Branham. I say again, no, no. Because it was at midnight that that shout went forth. And the darkest hour of Christianity was those dark ages. It was in that darkness that a voice was heard. That voice was the voice of Luther. And it began the Protestant movement. Go ye out. Out from where? Out of darkness. Praise the Lord. Go ye out to meet him. And a revival began. So that you'll understand it now. Let's go back there now. Let's go back now. Verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. He said, and see, thou hast not the oil and the wine. What is oil? What is wine? A revival that was going to come. And we know in history that everyone throughout the dark age period, anyone that stood up to stand against those teachings of the Catholic Church, what happened to them? They kill you. But when Luther rose up with that shout, God raised up the king of Germany. When they wanted to hold Luther, he came and said, what he's saying is true. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. That is, touch not the oil and the wine. there was going to be a revival, and it is unstoppable. It's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. And that shout began with Luther, and that shout has been going on till now. John Wesley continued with that same shout. It is for the restoration of the three works of grace that was messed up. It was a period of reformation. The restoration ministry started with Luther, restoring back the word of God. God in his own agenda, adding and adding and adding and adding and adding and adding. Praise the Lord. Until 1906, in Azusa Revival, William Seymour, a black man, glory be to God, found the body. It was not him, it was God announcing it was time for the restoration of the gifts. That is the shout that has been on. Hallelujah. And what was the beast that was used? Come and see. The face of a man. And that man is Luther. Hallelujah. He started a shout. Therefore, what is the symbol of our faith? What is the beast for this age? Hallelujah. Eh? It's what?
Man.
Somebody shout a flying eagle here. I will have demoted you from this class. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, I'm coming to it. I want to say it as the Bible say before we look at secondary application. Let's look at this scripture first. Hallelujah. And this age, the third church age, the revival will continue until the seven thunders will sound, John ministry will prophesy. He said, you prophesy again. John ministry will prophesy, and the rapture will take place. After the rapture takes place, the 69th week out of the 70 weeks that was given to Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, hallelujah, the 69th week was suspended for the Jews because the agenda that was given to Daniel was for the Jews, not for us. But they rejected him and they cut off Christ at the 69th week. So he suspended the last 1 week. Between 69th week and the 70th week, is the seven church ages that is going to look for Esther. Is Esther here now? Is Esther here? Is Esther here? We are that Esther, the queen, that replaces Vashti, the Israel. Praise the Lord. We are that gentle wife of Joseph that he kept in the palace up there in paradise. Then he began to reveal himself to his brothers. I am Joseph whom thou sold. You meant to kill me, but God used it to save lives. That is a type in the story of Joseph. Now the rapture takes place. I'm reviewing divine agenda. After the rapture takes place, before seal number 4 will be open. Let's go to now seal number 4 now. Verse 7. Revelation chapter 6. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast. What is the fourth beast? Say very loud. The flying eagle. He said what? Come and see. And I looked. You see now? And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with rot and with the beasts of the earth. Listen. Listen again. This fourth seal takes place after the rapture. It is for the Jews in their last week, the last 7 years. How do I prove it? Now let's go there. The fourth beast said, come and see, verse 8. And I look and behold, number one, a pale horse. That was what he saw. What did he see? A pale horse. What is that pale color? It's a mixture of red and white.